to Real World News.
Interview with Salvador Zúñiga, member of COPIN. Real World Radio interviewed Salvador Zúñiga, leader of the Civic Council of Popular Indigenous Organizations of Honduras, COPIN. He said that several Honduran communities are suffering increasing displacement and harsh repression since the coup d'etat in June 2009. Real World Radio receives reports of human rights violations in Honduras almost every day. The many atrocities that happen in the country's local communities have intensified under Porfirio Lobos' administration, the successor of Roberto Micheletti's dictatorship. Real World Radio interviewed Zúñiga at the 6th Mesoamerican meeting of the Latin American Network Against Dams and for Rivers, Their Communities and Water, REDLAR, held from September 22nd to the 25th in 3X, the Turrialba community, Costa Rica. Representatives of social organizations of the region participated in the event. Zúñiga spoke with Real World Radio's correspondent in Costa Rica, Henry Picado. He said that the displacement and repression of Honduran communities intensified after the coup d'etat that overthrew President Manuel Zelaya and under Lobos' administration. The leader also said that his country is undergoing hard times as a result of the capitalist system, voracious exploitation of natural resources, water, mining, and forests. After the coup d'etat, private companies were authorized to build dams on rivers, violating the indigenous and peasant rights. There are currently 73 rivers where the exploitation of private corporations has been authorized in Honduras and 60 dam construction projects, the main one in Platano River called Patuca 3, with Chinese funds. The dam aims to generate 600 megawatts. Zúñiga mentioned that the project is a threat for the Pech, Miskitos and Garifuna peoples that will be displaced. Besides, 40% of the country's forests have been granted to mining exploitation, said the activist. About the militarization in Honduras, he warned that the project to build U.S. military bases in Honduran territory is still underway. Lastly, Zúñiga said that from September the 30th to October the 3rd, there will be a continental meeting against militarization in Colón Department. The aim is to express solidarity with the people of Aguán, to expose the human rights violations in the area, and to begin new actions against militarization. Radio Progreso of Honduras said that during the land conflict in Aguán, where peasants have been fighting for their right to land, 50 leaders have been murdered, and these crimes remain unpunished amid the crude militarization of the dictatorial regime.
You are listening to Real World News.